Hello everyone, welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today on Rehana's Cuisines, we are going to be making sweet and sour noodles with shrimp. Now, I have already taken my noodles and I boiled them. They're the tricolor rotini noodles, and I've just boiled them, and I've got about 4 cups of rotini noodles. So take about 2 cups and boil them, and then, you know, once they're boiled, they're going to be more than double in size. So I've got my rotini noodles, and I'm going to keep that on the side here. And then what we want to do, the first thing we want to do is I'm going to give you all the ingredients that we have, and then we're going to go ahead and marinate our shrimp. So we're going to be using olive oil. We're going to be using 1 medium-sized onion diced. We're going to be using 4 carrots diced, 4 celery stalks diced, and I just had the little peppers, and I took about 6 or 7 of the yellow, the orange, and the red, and I just cut them up in slices. And you can substitute the capsicums or bell peppers for that. And we're going to be using 1 can of pineapple chunks, which can be substituted for 1 can of diced tidbits instead of the chunks. We have 1 cup of ketchup. I have 1 cup of sweet and sour sauce, which is store-bought. And you want to use some good soy sauce. Good soy sauce is going to make all the difference. And then I have about 2.5 cups of shrimp. You can use less shrimp. You can use more shrimp. You can use chicken. You can use beef. Whatever you want. I'm just using the shrimps that are the jumbo shrimps because my daughter loves jumbo shrimps. So I'm just going to be using the jumbo shrimps. So before we start off with anything, I just want to show you how we are going to take the tails off of the shrimps here. And these are already deveined and they're already cooked, so they're going to be really quick. What you want to do is you want to hold, you know, you want to hold the shrimp and you want to hold the tail tight and just pull away. So we're going to go ahead and do that for all the shrimps here. So here we have our shrimp that are pulled away from the skin, from the tail. I threw the tail away. I'm going to take some good soy sauce. I'm just going to eyeball and pour some soy sauce in there. You don't have to measure, just eyeball it in there. I'm going to give it a good quick toss here. And while our shrimps are marinating, I'm just going to put it on the side, and we're going to start with our vegetables. So I'm going to go ahead and turn my stove on. And I'm going to put it on medium-high. Go ahead and add about 1 tablespoon to 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Just eyeball it just enough so we can stir fry our vegetables in there. And then while that's getting hot, I'm just going to go ahead and show you how I diced up my carrot here. Just want to take 2 of the end corners off. And we're just going to go ahead and peel the top skin off with our potato or carrot peeler here, and works really, really well. Then you want to do is you want to cut it right in the middle. It's just easier to handle that way. Cut it sideways and then put it down on the cutting board like so. Again, let's come back and do the same thing. Again, I'm going to put it like that, and then I'm just going to hold it and chop it in bite-sized pieces. And we're going to go ahead and put our carrots in because I think our oil has warmed up. There we go. And while that's coming about, let's go ahead and chop our celery off. All my vegetables are washed and cleaned before I cut them. So I'm just going to slice it right in the middle. Then you want to, you know, hold it down like so, just like you did the carrots. Hold it firmly and just chop or dice it into bite-sized pieces, just like so. And we're done. Now, I don't want my carrots to become too soft because I like my vegetables pretty crispy. So I'm going to go ahead and add my carrots in there. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and increase the temperature just a little bit because, like I said, I just want to give it a quick stir fry here. Then we're going to come and put our celery in. Our peppers go in. Look at the colors. The colors look amazing. If you see any big pieces of the onion sticking together, you can just kind of break them apart, but they should come apart once they warm up a bit. So that's good. Now we're gonna go ahead. Now, since our shrimps are cooked, we don't want to put our shrimps in because we don't want to cook it any more than that. Otherwise, they're going to curl up and become tough. So then I'm going to go ahead and add my pineapple in there. I drained most of my juice out, just left just a little bit in there. Just because otherwise it becomes too runny. And then we're going to come back and we're going to eyeball just a little bit of soy sauce, about a tablespoon. And then I'm gonna add my ketchup. Give it a stir. Now, if you don't like your vegetables crunchy, you can cook this a little bit more. And as you cook it more, the vegetables are going to soften up. Our family just prefers them really, really crispy. So I don't cook my vegetables more. But like I said, if you've got elderly in your home or if you have kids that can't chew and you want them to have this, just cook it a little bit more. And now I'm going to put our sweet and sour sauce in there. Shrimp. And believe it or not, we're almost done cooking. Now, before we go to the next step, which is putting our noodles in, just wanted to point out that this is a dish on its own. You can have white rice, you can have brown rice, and you can serve it, you know, with the white rice on the bottom and the sweet and sour on top, or two separately where people can put the sweet and sour right on top of the rice. So what I'm showing you are two dishes. You know, it can be served differently. This can be served with rice, like I said, or brown rice, or even quinoa. Quinoa is an amazing, amazing rice substitute, which I eat every day. I just love it, and I will be uploading some recipes that I use quinoa in. So basically we're done with this, and now I'm going to go ahead and just give my noodles a good stir and go ahead and put it in our bowl. Gonna give it a good stir. Make sure that the juices are incorporated with the noodles. Look at this dish. Look at the colors of this dish. It's a very, very colorful dish. Just, you know, really, really lets you know that eating with your eyes is really what you do. So this is a really fancy, good-looking dish that can be served at parties, taken at picnics, and again, you can substitute it with any type of meat that you want. I decided to use shrimp just because I had shrimps in the house, but you could basically go ahead and substitute with any other meats. Now I'm gonna be going ahead and putting it in our serving dish here so you can see. We started it? Okay, let's go ahead and turn our stove off. And put it in our serving bowl here. Smells really good in here. It really smells like sweet and sour veggies. And friends, there you have it. Sweet and sour noodles with shrimp. Thank you for watching this episode of Frihanna's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here on the next episode with another great recipe. See you then.